Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week, you've been hearing from each one of the NFA team members as we're expressing thankfulness on this Thanksgiving week. Well, today is Friday. It's the last day, and I am so blessed to have Nate Gross join me. He's our policy director. It's the day after Thanksgiving, but we're still thankful, aren't we, Nate?
We are. We have a lot to be thankful for.
When you reflect on your life, what are some of the things that you are most thankful for?
Well, that's a great question, and I have a lot to be thankful for. The Lord has really blessed me, but I would be remiss if I didn't start by talking about how thankful I am for my wife, Brenna. She is the light of my life, and we've been together since high school, actually, and we'll get to celebrate our third wedding anniversary this year, which is a lot of fun for me. I married way out of my league, so I love talking about my wife any chance I get. And we also have an incredible team of really strong women here at NFA that I'm really blessed and privileged to get to work with. So that's something that I'm thankful for, and especially getting to advance NFA's mission to advocate for the unborn, to promote the sanctity of family, and defend religious freedom.
Well, the Continental Congress in 1777 declared the first Thanksgiving. And Nate, it is a beautiful opportunity for our team to advance family, freedom, and life. There are so many nations that do not celebrate a Thanksgiving, and we have much to be thankful for.
We do. It's something that we can never take for granted. So I'm always especially grateful for not only the freedoms that we have in this country, but grateful for the sacrifices that were made by so many people before us that we might have our freedom still today.
From all of the team at Nebraska Family Alliance to your families, we extend to each of you a blessed Thanksgiving and be grateful for family, be grateful for freedom, and grateful for life. God bless you.